Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Hello, everyone. And welcome to the October. Y'all know what time it is. This is Your World, My Views. This is the October the 18th, 2011, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. West Coast edition of the show. And you know who I am. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy, the most hated Sotomayor. Yes, that is correct. For some reason, I have become the most hated individual in just a span of 24 hours. No, it's been that way for 3 years. Thank you guys for joining me on the show tonight. Of course, you know we have a special guest going to join the show tonight. Don't know how much I can show this without getting kicked off. This is my girl. This is the Playboy Playmate for November 2011. And oh man, I'm looking at these pictures and oh my goodness, she looks fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. She's joining us on the show tonight. We're going to have a good show for you tonight. We got a good show for you all week. We are expecting this week Regina King to join us. She's going to talk about her new season of Southland. We also got my man Mark Winans Jr. He's going to talk about his new CD that's dropping. So I'm looking forward to him being on the show as well. And everybody really enjoyed the last time Mark was on the show. Everybody called for us to get back together and do another show together. So we had to do it. And that's what we're going to do. Now, over the weekend, we had a great show. And I hope you guys were able to tune in to it. We did a show on Saturday, and as everyone knows, we're here every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we had fun, and what happened in that show was we talked about how to build a better black man. Now, I didn't get any hate from that show. Nobody got upset about that show. Everybody liked the fact that I was saying building a better black man. Which is confusing because I don't know why no one said, well, that's wrong, you shouldn't be saying that, and blah, blah, blah. And well, you know, I guess maybe people don't talk like that. But I don't know why no one got upset. And I would have assumed that they would have gotten upset. But that's okay because we talked about ways to build a better black man. And we came up with several different ways. We came up with some great ways, actually. And I do think that what we can do together, people, because the Saturday show is ways to build a better black woman. Probably going to get a lot of hate on that one. But what we learned was that men, the first thing women want you to do is to be more honest. And they say black men have a problem with being honest. Yet, if we do, we get ridiculed and killed like myself. But honesty is something, because I guess they've been lied to so much, that they don't know how to deal with it. So I'm kind of going to give the black women a pass on that one. That maybe it's because they've been lied to so much that they don't know how to deal with it. That would make sense. That would be understandable. I get that. I can't be mad at them for having that as an issue. But that being said, another thing they wanted us to do was to stand up and be more accountable. I agree with that as well. That makes sense. Another thing that they wanted us to do as black men, they wanted us to protect them. Now, I don't know what that means, but maybe somebody will talk to us. Who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, and the casket drops. Yeah, and the casket drops. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We are live on, I don't know what this website is called, but it's showing up. If you go to yourworldmyviews.com, there's a link on the search bars at the bottom, and it says, I think it says View Live or something like that. You can click on that, and it takes you to another service that picked us up, and it's called Blog TV or whatever. So we're broadcasting on Blog TV. We're broadcasting on Posh.com, Poshcouture.com. We're broadcasting on Jermaine Dupri's Global 14. Just go there. I don't know how to get to it. We're broadcasting anywhere on yourworldmyviews.com. There's, like, again, a bunch of different places you can check us out. Please do so. The number to call in to talk to me live here tonight is 347-989-8310. We've got a lot of stuff I want to talk about. I'd like to first thank everyone for watching my video. It went viral. It went nuts. Everybody enjoyed it. Everybody liked it. Why am I lying? Not everybody liked it, but that's okay, because I'm not easily offended. I get right back at you. And the funny thing is, I did a video, and in that video I talked about the inability for the black woman to, one, take criticism, and two, be able to stop when asked by a man to stop. When in the black woman's mindset, that is almost like candy on the ground for ants. If you tell them to stop, that's going to be your issue. That's going to be your problem. Well, I told a few of them to stop, and all that did was make them keep going. And that's a little bit of part of my Is It Just Me for tonight. There's a lot of things going on in the news tonight. Football news going on, some news with my man Carson Palmer and the Raiders. Also, your boy, Andre Way, better known as Soulja Boy, released a movie yesterday, and now he's trying to get released from jail. These are never good things when you put them together, but it is the situation Mr. Andre Ray, whatever his name is, finds himself in, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, and of course, that's probably going to be another In the News segment that I do, because people are really calling for me to do more stuff, and as you know, I don't really mess around on YouTube like that, and when I do, I don't really know how to use it. I don't know how it did what it did, how it got as big as it did, as fast as it did, but if you haven't seen my video, go to, just go to yourworldmyviews.com, and it's on there, or you can go to YouTube and look up / TJ Sotomayor, and it'll come up, and it's called In the News. It's my first In the News segment, and everybody knows I do the In the News on the show, but it's my first In the News segment, and I just put it on online, because actually, a friend of mine asked me to put it online. Mr. Arsenio Hall said, put it online. Dude, why don't you put it so people can see it? It's funny. And I said, oh, well, okay, I'll put it so people can see it, since people think it's funny. I enjoyed it. It was fun doing. One take, there it was. The problem is, how can I put it? The problem is, I don't like the response that I get. I don't understand how I can have a video, and it's a video that I would assume most people would get. And in this case, most people did get it. I went and looked back a little while ago, and it said I had 210 likes and 27 dislikes. So I didn't expect to get a bunch of pats on the back. I didn't expect more than probably like 100 people to see it. And within 10 hours, over 100,000 people saw it. I don't know how that worked. We're now at 24 hours, and it's about 120,000 people have seen it. They've either went to YouTube, where it stands at 60-something thousand, or they went to yourworldmyviews.com. Well, either way, all I did was talk about two news stories. That's why it's called In the News. There was two things, and one was this Miss Amber Cole that I guess everybody was talking about. And the one thing I hate about the Internet is, not that I hate, it's fun because it helps a lot of people get their voice heard. But a lot of people just jump on it and just decide to do the most unprofessional shit. But I guess maybe that makes it better. Maybe I need to stop saying people need to do stuff professionally. Because you have people who are able to just literally jump on the computer, load up their webcam. You'll see them sitting there in their pajamas, And they'll broadcast their opinion, and I guess you'll watch it. And I'm curious, because you're watching people that I'm assuming most people don't know. So, what do they do? I'm not sure, but I always watch them, and I see what their take is going to be and what they're going to say and how they're going to get other people to, I guess, join what they do. And I still don't understand this YouTube. Within 10 hours, I got more views in 10 hours than I had since I've created the account, which was almost 2 years ago. I don't know how that works, but, hey, people liked it, people enjoy it, and people are sending it around, and I'm getting a lot of hate. And here's the thing. I welcome all comments. Anybody has something to say, I'll answer it. And I tried to. I didn't know it would be that many, and it got to the point where I couldn't answer everybody. So I didn't know how that worked. Like, my mailbox would get too full. I would have too much stuff going on, and I couldn't read it all. It would be so much in my box that I couldn't read it all. But I damn sure tried my best. And I stayed up till, it was about 5:30 in the morning. I stayed up till 5:30 in the morning trying to respond to everybody. And ladies and gentlemen, I got a big-ass glass of red wine. So probably by the end of this show, I'm going to be good and fucked up. But ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in if you want to talk to me live, because I want to talk to some people about the video. The number is 347-989-8310. You can call in and press 1 to talk to me live. Give me your opinion about what you saw, what you think about what you saw. You can tell me that you didn't like it. We can have a civil conversation. And I tell women all the time, you can either be civil or you can be Sybil. Now, most people don't get that, but it's fun. It's a nice play on word, and my white friends find it hilarious. You can be civil. That means we can sit together and we can talk and have a regular conversation. You can be Sybil and be like the lady on the movie with about 13 different personalities and just be a nut. You can do it either way you like to, but I would prefer that we be civil and not Sybil. And the number again is 347-989-8310. You can press 1 to let me know that you want to talk. We're about to get into the Is It Just Me? Because I'm curious about something, and I hope that you guys can help me out. And also remember, we're going to have my girl, the beautiful Miss Price, Miss Sierra, Playboy's Playmate for November. I got to have the best job in the world, I'm telling you. If anybody tell you different, they lying. I literally have the best job in the world, and I don't care what nobody tell you. I think she's either going to be here at 8:30 or we're going to have the interview at 10:30. I'm not really sure, but the number is 347-989-8310 before we get into the Is It Just Me? And I want somebody to give me some news that's going on about this dude Rick Ross, too. I don't know much about rap. Y'all know I don't know much about rap. Last time I bought a rap CD was when I bought Rhapsody. Last time I bought a rap CD for real, probably was, I would say, 96, 97. That really was the last time I bought one. I haven't really bought one since. Music has changed, and I really don't like the direction that it's going, but it's going that way. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to talk to me live, call in now. Oh, and the show topic tonight, just to make sure everyone knows, the show topic for tonight is children out of wedlock. And we're asking, honestly, what do you think? Deal or no deal? Is it a deal or is it not a big deal? Should people just calm down on that, have the world change to the point where it's not a big idea? Call in. We are live right now. I want to hear from a lot of people and find out what they think about the video, what they thought about the video. Did it bother them? Did I piss them off? And if I pissed them off, why? And for the people who are coming at me, upset with me, I had a discussion with a young lady today, and I want to talk about that because I'm a little upset about it. I'm a little upset about a lot of what I'm getting, and I'm getting the same thing from black women. So if you want me to ever say something nice about black women, they probably shouldn't do stuff to somebody they don't know and then expect me to say something nice about them when I'm only getting the heat from one group of people. Again, the number is 347-989-8310. And for the people who are listening, you can watch the show live as well. You can go to yourworldmyviews.com, click on View or Listen Live, and there will be a lot of tabs that show up. And all the ones that say View, you can view, except the one that says Justin TV. Nothing's going to show up on Justin TV because Justin TV has banned me. They banned your boy. Here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to go into the Is It Just Me, and I'm looking forward to that. So here we go right now. And for the people who don't know and have never been exposed to the show, Is It Just Me is when I give you something that I'm thinking about. And basically you listen and tell me if it's just me. And everybody knows the Is It Just Me is sponsored by Coke Zero. Coke Zero looks like Coke, tastes like Coke. So much so you can't tell the difference, but your body will tell the difference. Why? Because it has zero, count them, zero calories. Coke Zero, go to yourworldmyviews.com or go to the Coke Zero link. And you can win Coke Zero for the rest of 2011 for two whole months. But thank you guys for joining the show. Again, this is the Is It Just Me? All right, now I got to ask the question. Is it just me, or does it seem like a black woman's way of showing you that you are wrong is to do exactly what you said she would do? It would be like a man telling you he's not going to cheat on you. And to prove to you he's going to cheat on you, not going to cheat on you, he starts to cheat on you. This is what I encountered upon yesterday. All of the women who came and told me black women aren't like how you portrayed them on your video acted just like I portrayed them on the video. I love to watch the big monitors here before we go into the show. And I was watching, as everybody knows, one of my new favorite shows is called The Big Bang Theory. I was watching The Big Bang Theory, and they had this black woman on there who worked at the DMV. Before I even finished the sentence, I'm pretty sure you guys can tell me, and you know how she acted. Of course. She was rude to him. Told him she don't give a damn about his complaint. Then when he tried to ask her another question, Sheldon, my boy, she threatened to kick his ass. Has anybody complained to Mr. Chuck Lorre about his portrayal of a fat black woman in customer service that is willing to fight a man? Y'all said that my video is stereotypical. My video didn't get to as many people as that one did. But see, no one says anything to Chuck Lorre because he's a big old scary white man and you don't want to say nothing to him. But they sure will say something to little old me because they feel like they can touch me, because they feel like they can fight me, because they feel like they can do something to me. So is it just me, or does it seem like the people who are saying they don't do that are doing just that? Meaning I've had to have people call me this name and that name because they didn't like my video. Call me a sellout, a punk, a pussy, a faggot, any kind of name you can think of. I got called yesterday. And whenever I said, that's inappropriate, I said something to a man and said that's inappropriate. He said, my bad, dog. It was hilarious. He said, my bad. I said that to the women. The women continued to get worse. Why is that? Is it just me, or does it seem like whenever I say women don't have a stop button, those women who will come to tell me that you're not telling the truth will be those women? I had an argument, and a woman told me not all black women got kids by multiple daddies. I looked and she had kids by multiple daddies. I said, well, shouldn't you not be the one making this argument? It is inappropriate that you are making this argument. Is it just me, or does it seem like people just continue to do more to show me that they have no common sense? I'm not sure, but this is the Is It Just Me, sponsored by Coke Zero. Go out and get you some Coke Zero. Go to your local grocery store, your local convenience store. Get you some. I'm telling you, it's good. Tastes just like Coke. If your body will recognize, there are zero calories. Ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347-989-8310. What I got to do is I'm going to do something. I'm going to bring in some callers in just a second. Remember, if you do call in and you want to speak, make sure you press the 1 to let us know that you want to speak to us live. And again, Mario Winans will be on the show on Saturday. Regina King should be here on Thursday. And tonight we're going to have Miss Sierra Price, Playboy Playmate for November 2011. And tonight's topic is going to be a good one, so I want to take phone calls. Oh, and can't forget that Angelica Nebbi is going to be here as well. She's here every Tuesday in her Behind the Muscle segment, which will be live at about 9:15 for those of you who are looking for her. Then is it just me segment? You know, I'm bringing my girl. I didn't get to really talk to her on the last show. I'm gonna bring in my girl, Miss Tavia. Tavia, what's going on?
Hey, Tommy, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to ask you. You heard my Is It Just Me?
Yes.
Have you noticed that it seems like everything I say people will do, that's what they do do? I'm a childish. That's what
they do. They do do. And I do.
Yes. But isn't that weird that, again, I'm watching The Big Bang Theory. I watched, and they made slap fun of black women. They had a fat black woman in customer service that not only kept getting smart with the man, but threatened to physically harm the man, which is exactly what my video was about. Black women physically harming or feeling like a man, they are just as manly as a man and trying to hit him.
That is dumbfounding to me. But when I caught up with the group today and saw the, you know, the chatter back and forth and the different, you know, topics and stuff, and it amazes me because this happens every week. Exactly what you say, they argue with you about it, and then some of them later on they regress and go, well, that's not what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, wait a minute, you just stood up and started screaming and yelling about a topic or started the conversation. Some in the past have started the conversation, and when everyone jumps in with their point of view, they get upset and go, well, that's not what I meant.
They say that's not what they meant.
Yes.
Or the one where I don't know if you've been looking on the YouTube. It is amazing how many people continue to say something I never said.
Mm.
Like how people kept saying, he said that all black women, and I said, can you tell me what minute I said that? Another one said, he said that black women are only good for, I said, can you tell me what minute I said that? None of them could answer. Other girls were jumping in and saying, he never said that. But they would skip the fact that I never said that, and they kept right on going.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this odd. I said, how can you literally skip what it is I'm supposedly said, and just ride the fuck on out?
Well, it's like what I say, my saying is, they strain out the gnat and gulp down the camel. You know, they're listening to something and they hear what they want to hear. They didn't hear everything that went around it. You know, kind of like when you was a kid and your parents said, I want you to go in the kitchen. You run in the kitchen. You don't even know what you're in the kitchen for. And you stay in the kitchen going, what did I come in here for? That's the same thing that they do. And every time I watch the chatter going back and forth, and I may not comment, but I'm watching it and I'm going, okay, did I miss something? I have to go back and check because I'm going, now I know. And one thing that you constantly say, and it's true, you know, everything you say that you do is true. And all the time I've been watching you, following you, listening to you, everything you say you do is true. You do not speak in absolutes. You never say all.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you say just, and I don't know why everyone gets upset when you just say black women, because the all is still not there, but they put it there.
Mm-hmm. And my thing is, if the shoe don't fit, then don't wear it. That's all you got to do. And
exactly.
And why do you think so many women, because when I looked at that, there are so many women who looked at what I did, heard what I said, and said, you know what, I'm not offended by it. He's not talking about me. And as a matter of fact, at the end of the video, I said, it makes all black women look bad. And the other ones were like, yes, it makes us all look bad when these idiots are out here doing this. So we all need to stand up. And that's the only point I've ever tried to make, was that there are a lot of good black women out there, but they're being overshadowed by dumbasses. Dumbasses who seem to get the lion's share of video time, audio time, anywhere you get to see, they are making sure that the dumbasses get to show the rest of the world. Again, like I said, how can you get mad at me about what I said, yet watch Chuck Lorre get a hilarious hoot over this fat black woman who threatens to whoop this man ass?
Uh-huh. I don't.
Why?
It dumbfounds me. And like you said when you ended it, is it's true. If you notice, I've always said this for years, like on the news, if there's a crime that happens in an area, why is the person on the news always the one with the hair not combed, they have no bra on, they're sloppy, they're representing the black community in that neighborhood, and that's what everybody thinks exists in that neighborhood? And it's true. as a black woman, I get upset over it. I get fed up with it because, mm-hmm. you know, I can't take it. When I see, I'm like, oh, here we go. I do the same thing the white people are doing. You see them coming, you go, oh, Jesus, here we go. You go and hide because
yep.
you know what they're going to do. And then
and
everyone looks at you because they think we're all alike. They're looking and go, oh, wait a minute, there's two of them now. I'm standing there minding my business. She's standing there yelling. And I'm going, okay, now you think that we're together. And I don't even know this person because, you know, they think we all look alike. So I'm going, mm-hmm. we're not together. You know, I got to remove myself. And it's true. They just, they always overshadow it to the point. I actually had a conversation. Now, this is funny, and I wanted to tell you this. I had talked to, I have a woman that I'm working with on losing weight, and I go out walking with her and exercise with her. And I asked her, as a white woman, what do you think of the black community? Can I tell you she said everything you said?
Well, my thing is, I know that they are. I'm a big believer, and here's what I want to do. I want people to do, and this is the one thing that hurts me. And I always go off on tangents before I answer phone calls. This is my tangent. If you know me, don't call me, don't text me, don't send me no message on Facebook if you are not currently watching my show, because that means you don't pay attention to what I do. You don't either care what I do or you're just rude. Why is it that there are a lot of people who do that? You'll tell somebody, you could be a pastor. You know, I preach every Sunday. And you'll be in the motherfucking pool, the pulpit, and you'll hear your phone ring because somebody calling talking about, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I'm a preacher. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. I've been doing this for 3 years. Oh, my bad, dog. Anyway, that's just my thing. It just seems like colored people, yeah, do better. What I'm going to do is I'm going to answer a couple phone calls, see if some people got a problem with me or what they thought about the whole clip of whatever, and then I'm going to talk about my man DeAndre Way, Mr. Soulja Boy, who's in jail. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but let me answer some of the phone calls. And ladies and gentlemen, the number is 347-989-8310. Press 1 to let me know you want to talk. We'll let you in. We'll let you say whatever you got to say to me. I'm okay with it. Let's see if you are. Caller, 313-808. Caller, who the hell are you? 313-808. Caller, you're on the air. Now you're off the air. See, I don't know what that's about.
They were
having a good time in the background. Caller 678-480. You're on the air. What's going on?
What's going on, Tommy?
How's number two, who am I speaking with?
This is Carlos.
What's up, CeeLo?
I'm living, man. I'm living. I can't complain. I'm glad I caught the show tonight.
Why, thank you. Hey, did you get a chance to check out my video?
I saw a portion of it, but then my internet started acting up, so I said, let me call him anyway and just comment on what I saw.
Comment on what you saw. First off, tell the audience what you saw, and then comment on that.
I only really got to see the very beginning when you first started talking about the situation. And I just want to say, like, I agree with, you know what I'm saying, the premise of how black women are kind of putting themselves out there in these derogatory ways and how no one seems to want to address it. They all want to attack the fact that, you know, somebody is actually in the black community saying something about it, who actually wants to try to make a change within the individuals. And it's crazy to me as a black man to know that, you know, people are willing to actually, I guess, accept ignorance and fight
yep.
against truth and intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous.
Hey, Carlos, let me ask you. When you think about the whole idea, and I said it earlier, I was looking at this show called Big Bang Theory. And in the Big Bang Theory, they had a guy named Sheldon. I don't know who, if you watch it or not, but he doesn't drive, and he went to the DMV to get his learner's permit. When he went there, of course, they had a fat black woman sitting behind the counter. She was rude. She told him she don't give a damn when he was trying to ask her questions. And then when he tried to ask her another question, she told him, get out of my face before I come over this desk. Not one black person has ever complained about that. Not one black person has said, why do we keep getting stereotyped like that?
Because, see, the thing is, Tommy, everybody, I'm not going to isolate just black people, because it's all facets of people who are actually isolated into boxes. And most people, unfortunately, are informed by soundbite and partial truths. And they actually accept that. They rather be uninformed, I guess, than to know anything more than what they know for that immediate moment. You know what I'm saying? It's sad. And I think it's part of being taught implied logic versus literal logic.
Yeah.
I think that makes a big difference. Most people who deal in literal logic, people kind of look down on us like, y'all stupid. And it's like, no, we're the informed. We're the ones who actually can't do those. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? We're the ones who know that if you say bring me a red apple, I'm going to bring you a red apple. I'm not going to go through and say which one you want, the red and the yellow one, or the red and the green one, or the red one. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad, but you know what I'm saying? And me personally, I'm not going to put myself up on a pedestal, because I'm not like this so educated PhD, you know what I'm saying, type person. I'm from the hood. I've always been hood. But I also see the other side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of people isolate themselves and only want to see what they see at that moment, and they're actually satisfied with that. You know what
yep.
I'm saying? Me personally, I've always been one to always want more. Unfortunately, my situations have kind of placed me in positions where I wasn't able to receive or achieve. You know what I'm saying? But I've always, even though I never accepted what was dealt my way. You know what I'm saying? I've never accepted my circumstance.
And you've never said, this is the best it's going to get, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, but you have millions of people, black people in general, I mean, it's white folks too, but black people in general, you have millions of them that just are willing to accept what's dished out to them. You know what I'm saying? They're willing to actually live the stereotypes that are portrayed of them, because they feel as though, well, this is what everybody else is doing, so I'm going to do it too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it's ridiculous. It's not just black women. It's not just black men. But it's the community as a whole is suffering because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to address that aspect of it. And I appreciate you because of the fact that you're willing to step and go against the status quo. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And actually, and put it out there at least for somebody to see that somebody is willing to address the situation.
Why do you think so many people have a problem? I won't say this one was one that was flooded with, you know, people having a problem, but why do you think people in general would have a problem with me saying something that's true? Because no one's able to say what I've said was untrue. They will add shit that I didn't say, like you just said about the apple, and then say that's not true, and I'll be saying, but I didn't say that.
Well, see, what happens is I think, unfortunately, you have black leaders, I'm going to say so-called black leaders like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and those folks, who people don't understand, who are really, to me, and this is my own personal opinion, are just those who, they're just looking for that next pick, you know, that next photo op. You
yep.
know what I'm saying? And people actually think that they are in it to help them. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, no, Al Sharpton knows that the more he's on TV, the more marketable he is, the more he can sell out, you know, not sell out, I'm sorry.
You kind of got a point, but go ahead.
The more he can sell himself to the media and make money off of his image, you
yes.
know what I'm saying? And black people, because they are as uninformed and so, you know, and you have some strong, you have some people who really want to fight for change and fight for, you know, positive things, but they're not willing to put in the time that it takes to actually inform themselves and make sure that they're fighting the right fight.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
We all do a lot of fighting the wrong fight. I agree with you 1,000% on that.
And so it's like, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to a person like yourself, young black man, you know what I'm saying, who, like you said, a lot of females are looking at and saying, well, he's a black man, why is he saying this about black women? It's like, no, if it wasn't available for somebody to see it, it couldn't be said. You know what
yep.
I'm saying? Like, if you're not acting like a bitch, a dude ain't gonna call you a bitch.
Yep.
But because, unfortunately, that's the actions and that's the characteristic that you're placing out there, all we know how to do is use that word. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's... Yeah.
And you can only use that word if you hear, I hear more women calling each other bitches. It's just like how I have a problem, and somebody asked me to do a video about the word nigger, and I was like, I don't know if I can do it. But they asked me, well, you need to do one about that. And they were saying, because why do we get mad at white people who use it? Here's my thing. If these Negroes start using that word out in public, just like how this one dude got a song called Niggas in Paris, well, dude, you can't get mad if somebody who white by that CD says Niggas in Paris. I'm sorry, you can't.
And it's crazy because, you know, in Atlanta, you got a lot of white people that sweated black, especially on
yep.
the south side, you know what I'm saying? And you have more white folks calling each other niggas than you have black folks nowadays. because it has been turned into such a fad,
yep.
you know what I'm saying? And it is the cool thing, and you know what I'm saying? And but at the same time, you can have a black dude chilling with a white dude, and the white dude calling this nigga a nigga all day, you know what I'm saying? But the minute he changes his attitude towards the way that he's using the word, that's when you got a problem. It's like, fuck me, you should have kicked his ass the first time. If that's the case, and you feel offended by that word, the first time that word came out of his mouth, you should have kicked his ass, not waited until he got mad at you and called you a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no difference. If he laughing with you and calling you a nigga, if he mad. You know what I'm saying? If you want to accept it one way, why can't you accept another?
Yeah, because, I mean, I slipped a bitch out on my girl one time when I was hitting it, and she liked it. We got mad. I called her a bitch. She got mad. I said, well, you was a bitch last night.
Hey, that's just like when you fucking them and you might choke them up or slap them on the ass or whatever happens. And they loving that shit. But the minute you get mad with their ass because they done did something, you decide to put hand, they want to call police. It's like, you can't over there now.
Well, let me just say this, Carlos.
Hey,
Carlos, well, I feel what you're saying, but I do want to say this. When you're choking them and you're mad, they think that it could end in death.
but when you're making love to them and you're choking them, goddamn it, they are. Trying to catch their breath and
yeah, but they
and,
figure
and
you they got a safe them. Word. They give you that safe word. You ain't gonna keep choking them. If you
yeah,
mad,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
ain't no safe
yeah,
word
like,
when a nigga mad
like,
at you.
Like, they will kind of pry your finger away a little bit and let you know. Come on, you're killing me. Yeah, I mean, it just goes back to how I think.
Hey, Carlos, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to stick around. I'll put you on hold, man. I got to get you a gift pack or something. You are hilarious, man. I like that. That man Carlos down here in the ATL. I think this might have been the second time he done called in. He tried to catch me anytime he can. And I like people like that. And Carlos said they let you choke him in the bed. Then they get mad if you choke him when you're mad.
So when you're picking up her up by her throat in Walmart because the bank account was overdrawn and you didn't know, that's bad.
Now, Carlos, you know I'm the analogy king. I'm but whoo, it must be the seventh inning because that was a stretch. Let me go to another call. Go to another call before I go to a break. I'm going to run through this break. Got a lot of phone callers on the line. Everybody else, try to get in as quick as you can because I don't know. We got a couple segments coming up soon and won't be able to get to your calls during those segments. The number's 347-989-8310. Press 1 to let me know. I don't know who 313 is who keeps trying to call in and trying to talk, but you didn't say that when I said something to you the first time, so apparently I'm thinking you're playing. 646-488. Caller, who the hell are you?
It's me, Tommy, Jonathan.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, how you doing there?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, Jonathan, you got a chance to see the video?
Your last show. Just wanted to
Oh, well, thank you.
That.
Thank you.
Always.
Hey, did you get a chance to see the video?
No, I have not. Not yet.
Oh.
My computer situation is still sketchy.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get back up and running with this crap. Well, you know what, man? When you see laptops on sale and they're like $300, don't do it, man. Don't do it. That's money. $500-$600 in your laptop. So you don't have to go
don't do it.
Grocery, you know? I'm just saying. You know,
Jonathan, shopping tip of the day.
Huh? comp.
Exactly. Well, I will say that it's some stuff that I feel like I just can't. I just can't skimp on. You know what I mean?
Yep. I wish I would have felt that way about this damn laptop.
Ladies, don't skimp on your birth control pills. Don't skimp on your condoms.
That's right.
Nigga talking
man.
About he gonna get them condoms because they 3-for-1. I don't think they work.
Oh my god.
Talking about these motherfuckers. This shit feel like the real thing, nigga. That's all pussy you hitting. There is no more condom. That's straight pussy you hitting.
But I feel like this here, you know, if afterwards you had to say it seemed like a good idea at the time, then it probably is not a good idea.
You are correct on that. You missed the video, though. It was a good video, and they still killing it on the comments. I've since we've been on the show, it says I've gotten 100 more comments.
Well, I'm hoping to see it. I'm going to go to a friend's house at some point before this night is over and try to get a look at it. So if I'm still good by that show, maybe I can make a comment, you know, at that
point. Well, that's all right. I do want to ask you something, though, because I don't know if have been checking out the news. I don't know much about this guy, Rick Ross. What happened to Rick Ross?
You know what? I don't know either. It's funny, you know, I feel like sometimes you in my head, I'm pretty much the same way with the way music is gone, so I don't support a lot of it. There's only several artists I still support. And the last rap album I bought was 50's first album, Get Rich or Die Trying. That was the last hip-hop album I bought.
You know what I did buy that album? I told a lie earlier. You're right. I did buy that one.
Yeah, that's the last one I bought. You know, other than that, I really couldn't tell you, man. Hip-hop, rap, all that other stuff, it's just so bad. Anybody can get a microphone and just get on it.
Hell, it's just like the damn YouTube. Anybody can get on that bitch and put something up there. I kept looking. I said, damn. They let anybody get on him. Motherfucker got 4 views.
And it's bad because you think, and everything, this particular idea reigns true. When you saturate anything,
yep,
it goes bad. Anything and get saturated, it does. When you let anybody just get on and make this and do that, and you know how many you know different VCRs or whatever is out there and camcorders and then when you get it home, you're like, man, this is a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
You know, I should have stuck with Sony or Sharp or whatever. So. I've heard, you know, to get back to your question, I've heard 1 or 2 of Rick Ross's records, but I try to stay away from his Star. I don't know if you knew who Star and Buck Wilder, Star kind of like what you do, but away from the nigga nonsense. I can't allow myself to get trapped in it, man.
Yeah. And that's the funny part about it, and I'll just give you a brief overview before you get to watch it. Basically, what's happening is I did my segment. You know, I do the inner news on the show sometimes. Well, I did one and put it on the thing, and I was talking about Amber Cole, some young girl who got caught on tape giving a boy a head on school campus. I talked about her, and then I talked about the 2 black girls who jumped over the counter and tried to fight the man at McDonald's, and he beat the shit out of them with a pipe. What I said about the girls getting their ass beat with the pipe, I said they should have got their ass beat with the pipe. Anytime I'm around a girl, I try to give her the pipe, so I can't blame that man. I can't blame him. I'm trying to give you the pipe straight to your face. I'm trying to give it to your face. Chill.
Well, you know, it's like we always say, man, you know. These young kids have no respect, and the adults today teach them that they have no, you know, not to have respect, because whenever they do something, they, instead of disciplining the kid, they take up for the kid. No, you shouldn't be yelling at my son or my daughter. You can't do this. Okay, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help your child. learn to be more responsible in their actions. But we give them a pass on everything, and then when they wild out, we wonder, hey, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, you wrote a post up there the other day. I tried to check your post on my phone, and it was about girls putting their hands on people and getting a pass on it. Well, I teach my daughter all the time, do not raise your hand to a man unless you're ready to fight like one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different if he unjustifiably puts his hands on you, then he's going to have to deal with me.
Thank you.
But if you put your hands on him, well, he got a right to defend himself, too. I don't want to hear, oh, you ain't got no business putting your hand on no one. Well, she ain't got no business putting your hands on me. And I have two sons, and I'll be damned if I'm going to teach them to just lay down when a woman decides she ready to just put her hands up.
You know how many niggas in the grave because they thought they woman wasn't going to go no farther than she went?
Mm-hmm. Or stabbed up, or penisless. You know, okay,
they just lost
up,
it.
Man. You know, just like you would tell a girl, if he hits you once and you don't say nothing, if he hits you twice, then you better leave or you just better accept, you know, that this is what's going to happen to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are signs to let you know this is how this person is and it's going to be. You know, so
exactly,
because
like me, I'm. They call me the LeBron James of relationships, because I'm a choke artist.
Speaking of what you heard about the joke that Magic put out there about LeBron.
Yeah, he said LeBron ain't gonna win now.
Yeah, he said.
And I was like, he said he was just playing, but you know, he was telling the truth.
Yeah, more
he
or less,
that way.
LeBron is Batman, you know. And he's Robin, you know, or Aquaman even, you know, because Aquaman can be out of water. You know what I'm saying? I can't even give him Robin status. I got to give him, like, Aquaman, like, on Family Guy. When he's like, hey, you leave that girl alone. And he's yelling at him, and he throws a starfish at him. You ever see that?
Yeah. Hey, did you see the one when Robin, they said, why did they send you? That's a bad deal when somebody got to ask, why did they send you?
Yeah, exactly. I don't hate LeBron. I just, you know, LeBron has to understand when you put yourself out there, when you brand yourself as King James.
And he gave himself that name.
You call him King. Yeah, you got to live up to it or face the scrutiny that come with it.
Yep.
You know, that's how life is. But I do agree with you on it seems like every show I turn on, there's a black woman, fat, dark skin, nasty attitude,
yep.
Act like she hate her life, so she going to make your life a living hell, too.
And why do black women not complain about that? Now, they complain about shit I put on my Facebook page, which may hit 1,000 people, yet these movies, this shit hit millions of people, but they go watch it and laugh and don't complain. I think that's why I said the biggest breakdown and downfall of the black community is the black woman. Because why would you spend your time trying to take down somebody as small as me and not say shit about Tyler Perry making fun of y'all?
Yeah.
Why is it okay if Tyler Perry does it? Because he's joking?
Exactly.
Yeah. I told my wife loves Tyler Perry, and I said, you know what, Tyler Perry shows are funny sometimes, but it gets to be redundant and tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see the other side of the coin. I don't always want to see the niggerish crap all the time. I want to see some stuff where we are intelligent. You know, we portray to be an intelligent people. The problem with that is, I'm not beating on black women.
It don't fail.
They think it's so funny and it's so acceptable. I mean, that's who Tyler Perry's getting most of his money from.
Black women,
black women.
Most of these people, most of the book writers get their money from comedians. I'm doing something about that a little while. Somebody came to me 2 days ago. I thought it was cool. They came to me to ask me to write a book about it. I was like, son of a gun, that's cool. So we're in works on writing a book about that. But you're exactly right, Jonathan. It's about this idea that they're getting money from black women. And the reason they're doing it is they're saying the shit that black women want to hear. I said it in my video. Black women are so lonely. And, Jonathan, I'm going to put you on hold and answer a couple more calls before we go to break.
Well, see you on your book deal, man. I'll buy it, man. Once you let me know it's out there, I will pick up the copy.
Well, thank you.
Not a bootleg copy, but a...
Yeah. That's the only good thing about books. It's hard for a nigga to bootleg a book. I ain't never seen a bootleg a book. The nigga talking about, got these books, shouted. They had sold it $20 right here. They 10 shit, nigga. I never seen that cat, but I love to see that nigga on the street corner. You know, because, Jonathan, you remember when we were little. Nigga used to ride by with that van and had them tapes.
Yeah. Now they keep them on a fold up table in a sheet. So when the cops come by, they just ball up the sheet, grab the table, and they out. Now.
Oh boy!
But I'm telling you, I love to see a nigga bootleg some books. That lets you know how uneducated typically black folks are. Because anything's got something to do with education, we don't even bootleg it. A nigga ain't even got no bootleg Rosetta Stones. I tried to find one of them bitches. You think I'm lying? A nigga ain't even got a bootleg Rosetta Stone.
Yeah,
it's a fucking CD, nigga. Make some copies. You made a copy of motherfucking Dark Side of the Moon Transformers the day it came out. But you ain't got no Rosetta Stones.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Rosetta Stone is hot too, man.
That's what I'm saying. But they know ain't no nigga trying to learn no other language.
Yeah, true indeed, man. They take it out of school. Now our kids can't learn. They barely learn in English.
They can't learn nothing because they're sucking dick in school. Hey, Johnson,
oh,
I'm going to get back to you. And that's my thing. They're sucking too much dick in school. Let me go to another. I'm going to try to get a couple phone calls before we go to the break. Let me get to 912-596. Caller, who the hell are you?
There we go. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
No, this is Leonard Roy off of here. I kept losing my internet connection.
What up, Leonard?
What's happening?
Did you get a chance to see my video, man?
I saw your video, and I saw a lot of upset people with comments behind it, and I was like, okay. The dude went to jail. They tried to pass a 50, right? Now, where was the Secret Service with them trying to pass that counterfeit bill?
You know.
Okay, they need to be in jail, not the dude that whooped their ass.
Now, what did you think about it? Now, people got mad. You see how they got mad
that
I said. Now, you see they got mad that I said, okay, these women are too damn easy to punch a man in the face nowadays, slap a nigga. I've been threatened all damn day in my inbox by women. Yet, if you put your hand on them, you ain't no kind of man. Why was this dude considered wrong when they not only slapped him and he backed away, but they followed him because he backed away? That was they sign in their head to fuck him up because he's scared.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we got this punk here. See, this when they changed all these laws and all of that, now people think they can do what they want to do. Like, I don't know. I'm assuming you're in Atlanta. I'm assuming that. I don't know. I'm from Chicago, right? Moved to Atlanta back in the 80s. Stayed over by Allen Temple over there.
Uh-oh.
So you know that neighborhood, how they get down.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they used to be trying to try me, but I'd be like, you know what? I'd go into some Native American heritage, you know, go from the Slapahoe tribe. And, you know what I'm saying? Ungawa, slap like power. You know what I'm saying? You got to know your place. My mama raised me, if you're big enough to get one, you're big enough to get one back. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
And
now, it seems like these little girls aren't raised that way. Do you think it's because there's a lack of black men in the house? Because typically
that's what it is. People, they're settling. It's like, I told my sons, it's like this, dude. You come to me talking about some dad, I'm going to be a father. But you ain't made me a father-in-law. You get the fuck on, dude. You ride the hell out.
Wow.
As much as I detest his mama, you know, because we're all in the military. I done been to Iraq and Afghanistan enough. She ain't never left because I'm pregnant. I can't deploy. Really? Now you're too sick. Oh, I got a permanent profile. I can't leave the United States. Really? But you can lay your ass up in Cancun sipping on shit. With your other cougars, right? But that's another story. I ain't gonna go there. That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show, right? So I'm sitting here like, okay, whatever. So we all in the military, right? Now, with the military laws, they get so stupid with it. You get some of these little trampy-ass females, and they know they got the upper hand on the man because all they got to do is just make a phone call. His person that's in charge of him. He's scaring me. You gotta leave.
Not even
Army. Yeah, the Army don't want no bad headline. You know, you know, all the soldiers came back, killed all their wives.
Just yeah, wives
came,
right.
Killed some husbands too. Burned up houses and did that Eddie Griffin. I'll kill you, I'll kill the kids, I'll burn down the house, and I'll do myself. You know, they got with it. But yeah, I saw the video, and the brother was right. I mean, I hate that he was an ex-con and he done ruined his freedom, but them chicks was wrong, and they need to go to jail for passing that fake bill. Because,
and they need
to
go to jail for attacking him. And here's my thing. I don't know if you ever watched Snap, but I watch Snap. I like to see
what's on hoes' mind. And you watch Snap,
them hoes kill their husband. All they say is he abusive. They don't have no motherfucking proof, and the woman still get off. Well, we got proof.
Yeah.
That this man was hit by these women. We got proof that these women chased this man. I don't know if you saw the other video. There was a video, and this was the craziest shit. There was a video where there was this man and this woman, looked like they were arguing at this check cashing place.
Uh-huh.
She slaps him in the face. He said, "Don't touch me no more." She get in his face and say, "What you gonna do? What you gonna do?" So he showed her what he's gonna do. He pushed her down. She ran back up on him. He punched her this time, knocked out.
Yeah,
he tried to walk out of the place. She followed him out. And this is what I say. The only way to stop a black woman is to knock her out or damn near kill her. And you can see how they just act constantly coming at me just on YouTube. Look at how they're coming at me on YouTube. When I'll tell them, "Okay, ma'am, I got what you think about me. I understand." Do you see how they'll keep on going?
Yeah, all day long. I mean, and I catch it, too. It's a website that's dedicated to DJs and for, like, mm-hmm. the music I play, not the old school stuff, right?
Yeah.
This is one female on there that she's like, "You are just the worst thing to the black women ever." I'm like, "But my wife looked better than you. And she's black. And she don't have no children out of wedlock. And you don't hear talking about Zumba. How about back your ass up off the table? How about that?" How about close your legs and your mouth, open your mind, and connect with a man on that level. Maybe you keep one. See, that's like Trainer, you know, down in Florida, one of Rick Ross's girl. You know, the one, titless and hitless, you know.
Yeah.
Can't keep no man. All on the reality show, can't keep no man. I'm sitting here like, what is wrong with
Neil Long?
Another one. Chris Rock, he did what he did. He's like, "No, you can keep what you got because you're giving it away." So, like, really, really, like, okay, I don't have no man, but I know where I can get one tonight if I need one. Really? Okay, here's the wrong number.
You know what I'm saying? And if you think about it, these women are wanting you to make them into, like, superheroes or goddesses, even though, again, like, I had a woman, she had three kids. She was 26 years old, had three kids by three different men, and was telling me how the niggas wasn't shit. And I said, "What the fuck does that make you? You laid up
Thank
with three
you.
Niggas that wasn't shit. You didn't even have the ability to take down birth control. You didn't have the ability to do nothing. And yet you still a superhero in the black community? In the white community, there's some shame. Even if you watch these shows, you notice how no matter how fat a black woman is, she'll tell you she's sexy. She'll be loudmouth. She'll get you told in a minute. But if you notice when these movies, they show these white girls, when they be fat, they be quiet as a church mouse.
Yeah. But that's the thing, you know. It's like I said, I'm going on like a real on the real. This one ain't never left the country. Outranks me. Got I'm like, how you beat me getting promoted? You ain't shot nothing but your damn mouth. But she lined herself up just right, you know. And I'm like, okay, you do your thing, but I don't respect you as a fellow non-commissioned officer because how you gonna lead anybody? You know, she's a recruiter. I'm like, how you going to put people in the military to go to Iraq and Afghanistan? You ain't never been your damn self. How does
that's
that work?
What, and that's what I love about the Israeli.
How do you do this?
That's what I love about the Israeli. The ladies serve in the military just like the men do as soon as they turn 18.
Yeah, but, I mean, they do that here, too. I mean, the last time I was over in Iraq, we had to go on a foot patrol, and there were females out there with us. It's like, hey, we need four more soldiers. But that's what's 101st Airborne. You a soldier, then you whatever you else you is, be it male, female, whatever, they get down. Well,
yep.
I'm at down here in Georgia, this is like a yacht club, you know, and I'm like, what the hell?
Hey, Leonard,
like,
you were talking about something. You talked about kids out of wedlock, and that's what the show is going to be about tonight.
Yeah,
it's going to be about
deal.
Kids out of wedlock. I want to talk to you about that, but I got to talk to you a little bit later. I got to pull in a couple
okay.
more calls before we bring in my girl, okay?
Bet. Go ahead.
All right. I'm glad my man Leonard called. I'm going to try to get to as many calls of you guys' calls before I bring in my girlfriend. Before I bring in Angelica, Angelica's going to be here in a little while. She's going to do a Behind the Muscle segment. Last Tuesday's was very good. I look forward to this one being good, too. And we also she'll be having Playboy Playmate Miss Sierra Price. She'll be on in the second half of the show. Let me answer another phone call. Let me go to 718-862. Caller, who the hell are you?
Hey, Tommy. It's Leon from New York.
What up, Leon?
Hey, I saw the video in the news thing. I don't know if you saw the comment that I posted afterwards. It wasn't in the YouTube, but it was in the Facebook page. And like I was saying, you definitely got to do more of that. Like I like that a lot. There were two things that I disagree with, and unfortunately I can't even remember what one of them is.
That
but,
ain't good.
no,
I like that shit.
What?
I don't remember.
Okay. But one of them has to do with the McDonald's video that because in the video you were saying that you don't feel that what the guy did was excessive, and I kind of have to disagree with you on that to a certain degree, because you're right, they should not have put their hands on him, and you
no
did
I'm saying I don't believe it's excessive, because if somebody attacks you, you should beat them until they stop moving.
Okay, but this is where I disagree with you on that. Like, okay, he had a right to defend himself, and especially like once they jumped over the counter, because once they jump over the counter, all bets are off. But once he got that bar, and once he swung at them, and once they were down on the ground, that threat wasn't really there anymore. So unfortunately, once he kept like I said,
I'm beating you until I know you're not getting up. I don't care. I understand what y'all think. I get what you're saying, Leon. I'm beating you until you can't get up. Because if you're crazy enough to come behind this counter, I don't know what else you have in your hands. You're assuming these women didn't have a gun. You're assuming they didn't have a knife. You're assuming that because they felt the hard hit of the pipe that they were going to stop. But you don't know this.
Okay, I mean, that's true. I am working on that assumption. But I'm imagining myself if I was in that situation, and of course there's no way I can accurately say what I can do, because, you know, for all I know, if I'm in that situation, I might do the same exact thing too.
You might have beat them and then start raping them. You don't know.
I mean, because the thing is, it's like, but this is what I'm imagining what I would do. That I would, like, okay, they jump over the thing. All right, I'm probably not going to. I don't think I'd feel comfortable taking them on like one on one with fists. So yeah, I'm gonna grab like the closest weapon, which in the case of the guy, he grabbed the bar. So far so good. He's in the right. He's justified. Swings on both of them, knocks them down from what I saw in the video. And the thing is, once they're down, and I know they're out of the camera's view. So I don't know if they're still moving or whatever. But I would assume that once they're down on the ground. And I would even say that he's justified whacking them, like, while they're on the ground maybe one, two times. And maybe two is excessive. Let's just say one time. From that point on, you know, the threat, at least from, you know, from the video, the threat's been neutralized. It's like they're no longer a threat to you. And the thing is, but now that you're still whacking at them, you know, while – you know, and again, I'm assuming based on the video that they're probably unconscious, or at least one. I think one of them they was unconscious. So you keep whacking.
You don't know.
Them.
You ain't no doctor. All you know is somebody has got your adrenaline going to the point where you have. Listen to what you're saying. Someone has your adrenaline going to the point of where you have to defend yourself, but you're still being held to a restraint.
Because guess because I'm looking at, like, okay, how is the law going to look at it? Because the law is going to look at it as, okay, you have a right to defend yourself.
The law arrested him. I get that. They're different things. I believe in law, and I believe in what I do. I'll take 6 months jail time for choking a motherfucker out. That's just me. I'll take an 8-year sentence for killing a man that raped my daughter. That's just me. I know there's consequences, but I know my actions are still going to be what they are. What I'm saying is, screw the law. I'm with the man. If the law says he got to go to jail, then fuck it, he got to go. But I still believe he was right and justified, because no one should go to a $9 an hour job and have their life threatened.
No, and like I said, I agree. Don't get me wrong. The guy was justified in defending himself.
If he had killed him, listen to how far I'm going to go, and I don't give a fuck who's listening. If he had killed him, I would not have had a problem. If he had beat them literally to a pulp and they were dead, I would not have a problem. I would have still smiled, Leonard. Leon, excuse me. I'm thinking about my Big Bang Theory. Leon. The reason I wouldn't have had a problem is this. Because if you start doing shit like that, people will stop doing shit like that. It is not right. And let me tell you, I'll give you a perfect example. You remember how everybody said, oh, it was too much the way the police officers beat Rodney King. And they gave him $2.5 million for getting his ass whooped. What did he turn around and do in 6 weeks later?
I think he ended up like... Doing drugs, and he got pulled over for...
Same shit. Then he got done two more times. Did he learn? Do people learn when you jump in and save them like that? Do people learn when you tell them that somebody else went too far? If you rob in somebody's house and they say the person whose house you robbed, they went too far when they protected their house when they woke up in the middle of the night and saw you in their house? Do you know that there are people who went to jail for shooting a man that was in their house and they said, well, he wasn't armed? But he was in my fucking house. I get that you got when you want to send people to jail. I get it, Leon. You want to send a man to jail because, you know, he should have had restraint working for $8, $9 an hour at Walmart. He still should have been a Rhodes Scholar when people came to attack him. He should have turned into a Harvard graduate when people started fighting him. He should have turned into a lawsuit.
Fortunately, because he – you know, in my opinion, he went too far. Now you have someone that was trying to get his life back, back in order. And, you know, and unfortunately because of that slip up, you know, now he's going to go back to prison and he may never get out.
Yeah,
I mean,
but wait a minute. Where did that start
at?
Wait, where did that start? See, he was working hard, working, getting a nigga number three. He was grilling it up. He wasn't fucking with nobody. Where did it start? If you're going to say now he has to go back to jail, will you at least admit that it started by these two women who were trying to pass a counterfeit bill?
Oh, no. Of course.
It didn't start with him swinging.
Of course. I mean, and the thing is, you know, and since this happened in my hometown, you know, honestly, I hope that when those three individuals, in the case of the two women, in the case of the guy, in the case of the two women, I hope the judge throws the book at them. Both figuratively and literally, because
you know if he throw the book at him, they gonna give him a charge too.
Yep. Because he's got to face
the court. No question about it. But what I hope is that the judge or a jury. I don't know if this is gonna be tried by a judge or tried by a jury, but whoever. You know, looks at it, I just hope that, you know, they look at the whole situation, you know, and I mean, like, really look at it, not the way some of the media has been portraying it. Because one thing I got to give you credit for, Tommy, that when you showed the video, you showed the whole thing, because there has been some media venues in New York that they didn't show everything, like, from the point, like you said, like, when the woman slapped him. And like you said, and there was another point you pointed out, and I didn't immediately catch it, was when you said in the YouTube video that the guy kind of backed off the first time he got slapped.
Yes, he
and
did.
And I didn't know that. So, yep. You know. So
yeah, he backed
like,
away. That's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. If you that bad, I got to think you willing to do more than just come back there and fist fight me. If I'm a man, and if I believe the way my mama taught me that, you know, when, you're bigger and stronger than women, then I got to believe that they coming back there because they got something with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to believe that they're just coming back behind the counter of here to fucking wrestle with me. I don't believe it. And do you know how many people I've seen on ID Network, which, of course, is a sponsor here, so I got to say that every show, ID Network, where somebody comes in and kills the manager of a store, kills one of the patrons when they think they ain't going to kill them, but they do. Like the white man who killed the 8 people at the beauty shop just last week. I'm not going to be at a fucking place working, making $8-9 an hour. If a motherfucker walk in this studio right now, I'm going to beat shit out of him and piss in every womb he got. And it could have been a piece of delivery, man, and I forgot he was coming and left the front door open. That's just me, though.
You also don't know. My thing was, in watching the video, you also don't know if those women were high. You don't know. So if he just hit them and they fell down, we couldn't see behind the counter. But what if they jump back up, pull the switchblade out their sock?
Exactly. How you gonna hit somebody and then hope they stay down? Every
exactly.
time I've seen somebody do something like
that,
it never works out well for them.
Exactly.
And then my thing is, I always know that there are women who buy guns and they have guns.
Yes.
And every woman that has a gun, I've always asked them this when they told me, "Oh, he was too excessive." I said, "You have a gun for a reason. If somebody break in your house and you feel them coming in your house and in your room and they get ready to jump on you and you get a chance to shoot them, would you shoot them?" "Hell yeah, they shouldn't have been in my house." I said, "But they didn't have no weapon. They just had their hands. So you would use deadly force against them. Why?" "Well, because I didn't know if they trying to kill me, and I figure if you in my house, you're trying to kill me." I said, "Exactly." So if you come over that counter at McDonald's, I'm assuming you're trying to kill me. There's no other way you're trying to be back here unless you're trying to actually fix your own number 3 because you like it the way you like it, and the other McDonald's have been letting you come back down. Let me try to answer another phone call at least. You got a lot of people on the line. There's a lot of phone calls. Thank you guys for calling. Even if I don't get a chance to get to you guys before we go to Angelica's segment, I'll get to you guys when we come back because we're going to be talking about the whole idea of women having children. Or not women, just people in general having children born in wedlock. What do we think about them in 2011 here? But 616-784, caller.
Yes,
who the hell are you? Caller.
Hey, we calling from Michigan. What
hey,
is
hey, who's this?
Ashley and Chastity.
What's up, Ashley and Chastity?
We're from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Ah, so y'all from that place where that girl was trying to go off on me.
Oh, she don't know what she's talking about because she one of them girls you be talking about.
All right, did y'all see the video? Did y'all see the video?
Yes, watch your video. We agree with everything.
Am I wrong about thinking that if you come over that counter, imagine, ladies, if you two were standing behind the counter and let's just say a couple of teenagers jumped over there, not even grown-ups, jumped over there after they done slapped you in your fucking face, what would y'all do?
I would keep on beating them down until I know for a fact they're not getting up.
Why do you think people have a problem with us saying that?
Because you never know what they have, like you said, or what to expect. I watch the ID channel, and the outcome never be good. Real talk. Then you watch
there
Jason
you go,
and Scary Movies like that, they always get back up. Why you gonna hit them and then take off running?
Yep, exactly. Yep, those scary movies that you turn, just when you think they're down, you turn around, you're wiping your brow. Next thing you know, that motherfucker's standing right up behind you.
Yeah,
right,
I've never understood why when Jason go down, they don't chop his ass up into little pieces.
Exactly.
White people sit up there breathing a sigh of relief. You done hit a nigga with a bat. You done hit him with a bat. They shot him 19 times earlier and he didn't go down. You hit him with a bat talking about he dead, girl. Let's go get some lemonade.
Forget all that. I would have got a gun and blew his head off.
Yes. I'd have carved that nigga up like a Thanksgiving turkey. I would have served his ass. I'm telling you. Why do people not understand this, though, Ashley and Chastity? Why are people so upset that I'm taking a stand that if you keep your fucking hands to yourself, we wouldn't have a lot of problems we have?
They have that problem in Michigan so bad up here nowadays.
Explain it to us. What go on there? Like the women up there like to fight?
Yeah, they like to fight. They like to I feel as though they have no self-respect, no morals, and no standards. I'm a 30-year-old black female with no children.
And they look at you like you crazy, don't they, when you say you don't have
kids? I'm an endangered species. And the first question... the first question they ask me is, how many abortions have I had, or can I not have kids?
Damn.
Oh, damn.
They act
rude.
Like you don't have enough common sense to protect yourself?
And birth control is free, Tommy. You know, I don't understand why they don't get it.
It's because, honestly, I think that it's so acceptable in the black community that black women get props when they have a baby. Again, they look at you like you lame. Something wrong with you. Your pussy must not be no good. Ain't nobody got no seed up in it. But you get props for being a baby's mama. Think about it. Read Facebook. All these chicks with kids get all these fucking props for being baby's mama.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I feel as though with however you carry yourself, that's the way you should be treated. You walking around, you acting like a bitch, why you don't think you're not gonna end up with a dog?
Exactly. Exactly. And maybe you can answer this before we go to a break, because we're up against it. And I hope you guys call, I hope you guys stay on the line, because I want to bring you back in when we talk about the kids out of wedlock. But why do you think that people are having such a problem, especially, like, the first thing I said, I didn't even go off on the girl about the sucking dick. The only problem I had was you sucking dick in school, but I said, hell, I went to an all-white school. Them white girls were sucking dick like it was going out of style. So I don't understand why people are getting mad at the girl when what should happen was, where were her parents before this happened? You can't jump out and say, ooh, she's such a bad child, when most of the people who said, ooh, she's such a bad child, had a baby by the time they were 16 and 17.
The truth hurts. That's what it is.
What's the dagger chain?
It's no better way to put it, you know. And I am a person, and I try to uplift black people, but sometimes the shit is just embarrassing. And I'm just keeping it real. It's just, it's expected, and it's embarrassing.
Yep, it's expected, it's embarrassing, and sometimes we got to call these people out on the carpet. And Chastity and Ashley, I hope you guys stick around, because I want to get you guys' opinion a little later on in the show. But we're about to go to a commercial break, and I'm bringing in my girl Angelica Nebu, who's going to be talking on the Behind the Muscle segment. So I hope you guys stick around, okay?
We
will.
Thank you.
Keep it real.
Thank you, baby. Hey, y'all know what time it is. We done went through one damn commercial break nonstop, but we got to go to another one because we got to pay bills, and my daughter needs some damn new shoes. And child support is serious here in Atlanta. It's serious. Y'all see me doing the show, and a nigga come in here and arrest me on the spot. Oh, Lord. I'll see y'all next week. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what this is. Y'all know what time it is. We're about to go to a break and come back with my girl Angelica Nebu, who's going to be live via satellite. I'm going to make it sound better than it is. She's going to be on Skype, but she's going to be on the show, and she's going to be doing the Behind the Muscle segment. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what it is. Y'all know who I am. This is Your World.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio, with your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
It's the way you bring out the sun. It's the way you make it all fun.
Know who makes the day sunny? My mom and Sunny D. I love the taste. Mom loves the vitamin C. And now it has 40% fewer calories than most regular soda brands. Sunny D.
Drink up and download free music. Find out more at sunnyd.com.
It's new! Oh! It's Nice and Easy Color Blend Foam. Permanent color with tones and highlights, now in a delightful foam. Just reshape, foam it, love it.
It's fantastic.
New Nice and Easy Color Blend Foam. Your right color.
Nobody saw it coming. Not even me. But I think they call this family time. I won't tell them that. Get the Wii console plus Mario Kart Wii, a Wii wheel accessory, and more. Now for just $149.99. Rated E for everyone.
I'm Phil Mickelson, pro golfer. If you have painful, swollen joints, I've been in your shoes. One day I'm on top of the world. The next I'm saying,
I have this thing called psoriatic arthritis. I had some intense pain. It progressively got worse.
My rheumatologist told me about Enbrel. I'm surprised how quickly my symptoms have been managed.
Because Enbrel suppresses your immune system, it may lower your ability to fight infections. Serious, sometimes fatal events, including infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, other cancers, and nervous system and blood disorders have occurred. Before starting Enbrel, your doctor should test you for tuberculosis and discuss whether you've been to a region where certain fungal infections are common. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like the flu. Tell your doctor if you're prone to infections, have cuts or sores, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if while on Enbrel, you experience persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or paleness.
Get back to the things that matter most.
Good job, girls.
Ask your rheumatologist if Enbrel is right for you.
Don't worry, Lucky. These Wheat Thins Crunch Sticks will save us.
Wheat Thins Crunch Sticks. Try our new flavors.
You know, there's so many great things about being a Sulpata representative. The culture of this company, along with our incredible sterling silver, sets us apart from anybody else.
If I knew what Sulpata could do for me when I had young children, I would be telling you, you need to sell Sulpata now.
The financial opportunity has been beyond my wildest expectations.
Starting my Sulpata business was so easy.
The best part about Sulpata are the parties, because you don't have to sell it, you just have to wear it.
Go into a party with your jewelry, your catalogs, and your smile.
This is a business that's so flexible. You're the boss. You're in control. You're in the driver's seat.
It's the easiest thing I've ever done that rewards me for being me.
I'm a Sulpata woman.
I'm a Sulpata woman.
I am a Sulpata woman, and I live life in style.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I am your humble host, Lord Tommy Sotomayor. That is my new moniker. I have taken on my lordship. How do you become a lord? How do you become a sir? You just get old, or you get knighted. But I don't know how you become a lord. So that's going to be my new rap name. Lord. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. And, of course, every Tuesday night, it's supposed to be at 9:15, but the fact that you got a black host, anything could happen. It might end up being 10:15. But what we're doing right now is going into one of my favorite segments of the show, and you guys know that. We're going into the health and body sculpting segment. It's a beautiful... Fabulous. And all together mine every Tuesday night. Miss Angelica Nebbia. Girl, what's going on?
Hello, Lord Tommy.
Hey, maybe you can help me out. How do you get a Lord title? What do you do to get that? I know how you get a sir. You got to be knighted.
I'm not 100% sure, but aren't lords and ladies like, wouldn't that be the prince's brother who's never going to be king, but wouldn't he and his wife or he and his sister be a lord and lady? I'm not sure on
that. Okay, so it is a knight can be knighted. They don't have to be born into it, but the lords are just people who will never ascend to a certain or should never ascend to that position unless, you know, shit just go wrong. But they should never ascend to it, but they still are royalty, right?
Yeah, I believe it's... Their lineage is royalty, but I think that they're not expected to ever end up in the position of king or queen or even prince or princess. But I'm not 100% on that. I'd have to look that up for you. You kind of hit me with that one when I wasn't expecting it.
Kind of like Fredo and the Godfather. We do not want him leading the ship. We'll bring in a Corleone before we let him do it.
That's great.
Well, Angelica, I'm glad that you're here. I loved the segment last week. I'm wondering, what is it you want to talk to the fine young people about tonight? You're looking good, by the way.
With that?
I said you're looking good, by the way. For the people who don't know, she's right here over my right shoulder.
Thank you. And I always come from the gym, like, right before I get on, so I'm always in a sweatshirt like that. You must think that's all I wear is hoodies, but sorry.
Well, you look good coming from the gym. You ain't seen my girl coming from the gym. It looked like she came from the mines. Like the Chilean mines.
Thank you. I do hair and makeup, too, for some of the competitors, so I feel like I kind of always have to represent a little bit.
Well, that's pretty daggone good. I ain't never seen you look bad. You got to come on here one day and just look like you just don't give a shit. You got to give us a don't give a shit look.
Maybe. I'll think about it. Probably not going to happen, but I'll think about it.
But what would you like to talk to us about today? What little tidbit would you like to bring to us?
Well, before I start on that, I have to say thank you for putting that video out, especially in regards to the McDonald's beatdown thing.
Because, you saw it?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I was probably 26,001 people to see it or whatever.
Do you know the thing has gotten up to over 60,000 on YouTube and over 100,000 total?
Yeah, that's crazy. But I'm so glad you put it out there because, you know, this isn't something that Roy and I have been talking about. And we actually saw the video before it hit the news because he likes to come home at night and go on some of these different video sites that put some of this stuff out. And many times what we end up watching at night, we see on the news the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd seen it the night before, and we were both in immediate agreement. We were like, good for the guy. Like, he didn't do anything wrong. And in
Thank
our
you.
Opinion, that's our opinion. And we both 100% agreed with the fact that when somebody attacks you, you defend yourself. You know, he didn't strike first. She came at him, and you actually made some of the points that I was going to make or that, you know, I absolutely agree with 100%, which is you have no idea what weapons a person has on them. And not that you necessarily want to assume, but when your life is on the line, you have to make assumptions. You just have to. I don't like making assumptions in, you know, everyday circumstances, but when somebody attacks you, you have to assume the worst, in my opinion. And I completely agree when you say that because she jumped, it was a woman, who jumped over the counter aggressively at him, if I was a man, that would make me think she has a gun. She was pretty small. She was very, at least from the back anyway, I actually thought it was a boy at first, but you know, she's kind of a butch-looking girl, but she didn't look very big. So if I'm a guy and this little girl jumps over, not little girl as in a young girl, but, you know, small-sized girl jumps over the counter at me like she's going to come attack me, I am going to assume that she thinks that she can beat me.
And then she come at you like Hitler. They got one coming on one side and one on the other one, and you fighting a two-sided war. You got Paris on one side, and you got Moscow on the other one for you military.
And all these laws about, like, you can only exhibit equal force and all that. What are you supposed to do? Stop in the middle and say, hey, what weapons do you have on you? Because I got to make sure my has the luxury of waiting to find that you're supposed to wait until they draw a gun and then all you have is a pipe, you know, and then everyone would be saying, oh, you should have hit her before she, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't wait in those kind of situations, and your adrenaline is pumping, and, you know, was he excessive? I mean, personally, I don't think so, because he had no idea what that woman was capable of. If she had stayed on the other side of the counter and he started whacking her from across the counter, absolutely would have been
Amen.
Excessive. She came at him with the full intention of physically attacking, which she demonstrated by hitting him, and then came at him even further. So I think he just used his judgment, and he protected himself, and he protected his coworkers. And that one woman screaming was just absurd.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Every time I listen to the video, she got the fuck on my nerves. Stop! Stop! He should have hit her.
She annoyed me more than the girl that jumped over the counter. Because I'm thinking, where were you yelling stop when the girl was causing a ruckus on her in the first place? You weren't screaming stop when she was causing a problem. You weren't screaming stop when she smacked the guy. You weren't screaming stop when she jumped over the counter. You only started screaming when the guy defended himself against a woman.
Exactly. Oh, I'm so glad you saw that. And I'm so glad that a woman sees that. Because, and then we had people crying racism. They wouldn't have did that if it was a white girl. And then they got mad when I said, well, I'm pretty sure a white girl wouldn't have decided to take her and her friend to run back there and fight this man that they've never met, that they don't know what he's going to do. And then they got mad and said, well, you're protecting a white girl. I said, no, you tried to put him down. You sat there and literally made this a racist point of view when it was this man's life is on the line, because I don't care what you do. Let you work at Sears and somebody run behind your counter. Let you work at Wendy's and somebody slaps you, you back away. They run behind your counter, but you're going to think what race and gender they are before you consider your own life. Isn't that the stupidest shit?
Yeah, I personally didn't even think about that. Yeah, somebody attacks me. I don't care what color they are. They're attacking me. That has nothing to do with race. Now, if you see somebody in the street and you make an assumption based on their race that they're going to attack you before they do anything, and then you pull out a pipe and you start beating them or something, that's different. But he didn't make any assumptions about her except that, yeah, she's attacking me and she must have some sort of excessive force to use. Otherwise, why would she jump behind the counter and think that she can take me on? She's just
much
shorter than I am.
Yep. It's just like the guy Bernie Getz. Everybody was mad about him. I don't know if you remember Bernard Getz up in New York.
The subway
vigilante.
Okay.
The five guys attacked him. He shot him. They said he used excessive force.
But that's what I'm saying. Was he supposed to ask them before he shot them?
And they made it this big racist thing. He shot those guys because they were black. And I was like, he shot them because it was five of them and one of him.
Yeah, that has nothing to... I don't care what... There could be purple people coming after you, and if there's five of them, you're going to shoot them. I mean, it doesn't...
Well, if it's
five
purple people, I'm going to shoot the hell out of them. They deserve it. They could have been asking me for directions. I'm shooting them. Fuck that.
In any case, we were glad to hear someone, and we were getting so frustrated with the news, because the first time we saw it was on Channel 11 News, which we watch a lot, but they completely shortened the video, and they didn't show the initial altercation. They only showed right where she jumped over the counter and he started beating her, and all that they were harping on was the fact that, you know, he used excessive force and beat a woman. He beat a woman. They kept saying, I'm like,
And they kept bringing up his criminal record like it was relevant. It wasn't.
Yeah, that has nothing to do. And those are the same people that would be saying, "Oh, give him a second chance," when he's the guy in jail saying, "I've now found God and I want to be released back into society and I'm a good man now." Everyone finds God in prison, by the way.
Yes, but they leave him there when they leave.
Those would be the same first people that would be saying, "Give him a second chance." Then, but they bring it up when he does something to defend himself. And I'm sorry, when somebody attacks you, gender is no longer an issue. I'm a woman saying that. Like, if, you know, I don't think that I can get in a guy's face and not expect that he's just going to walk away. Like, at that point, a person is attacking a person. And, you know, no one should hit first, but if somebody does, then all bets are off. And you shouldn't start something that you can't finish.
Yeah, it's like pulling out a gun and then trying to talk a situation out. I mean, my mom always told me, if you pull out a gun, you better be shooting, because if you don't, that other person's going to get whatever they can find after you put it down, because you just threatened their life. It's the same thing. You ran behind that counter, and then here's what really pissed me off, and I don't know if it happened on Channel 11. Did they keep on saying, the man attacked them?
Yes.
Why the hell were they saying that?
They were saying that he did like a brutal attack, and no, what he did was a pretty good defense, actually. Yeah, he just defended himself, and I don't. If it was the reverse situation, and it was a man that had jumped over the counter at a woman, everybody would be applauding her,
yep,
for defending herself and being strong, and you know, it would be a completely different situation right now.
It's like how Lorena Bobbitt did no time in jail. She had no proof that this man had ever hit her, but she went to the media and said he was abusive, and I just snapped when he went to sleep. But wait a minute. So you cut a man's penis off when he went to sleep, got in the car, drove down the street, threw it out of the window, but he abused you at some point and there's no record of it, and the jury listened and let you off?
Right. Yeah, I just, the thing, should a man hit a woman? Absolutely not, never. But a woman shouldn't hit a man either, ever. Like, if you're going to hit somebody, you have to expect them to hit you back.
I would never hit a woman, but these bitches and hoes and sluts, they are, at best is off. I'll hit them, but I won't hit a woman. And to me, a woman knows not to hit a man. I mean, I raised my daughter not to raise her. I remember my daughter was 3. She bit me. I bit her back. We've never had the biting problem again. Her mama said, what'd you do to Alex? Why is she crying? I said, I bit her just like she bit me. You've been having this problem with her biting. She has not bit. She's not bitten a soul since 2009. That shit was cured.
That's funny. And you didn't use excessive force. You actually did use the equal weaponry with your teeth, so that's good.
No, it probably was more excessive because I didn't brush that day. We had to make sure she get a tetanus shot afterwards. I was scared my daughter was going to have a nub for a right arm. I said, I might have should have did that. I think I broke skin.
But in all reality, you probably saved her from a bunch of, like, classroom brawls where she would have bitten other kids and gotten
exactly.
in trouble with a hitter and whatever. So
you're exactly right.
We were glad to hear you saying what you were saying, and definitely in agreement on that one.
Well, thank you so much. It is nice to hear people say that they like what I said because it's so rare that I actually hear that. Me hearing that you like what I said, that shit is abnormal. So thank you very much.
Yeah, and it's not because you said it. We were having the same conversation and bringing up all these same points. So then when you said it, we're like, oh, finally, somebody is, like, really watching the video, the full-length video from start to finish, and they're calling it exactly what it is. The woman mm-hmm. attacked the man, and the man defended himself excessively. I don't know, because he didn't know what weapon she had on him. He just defended himself. So, you know, yeah, we're in agreement.
Good deal. All right, now that's out of the way, I'm glad that that's out of the way, because I actually got better feedback than I thought I would on it, because, of course, I always go to the left, but I speak for it. It's like the reason why I don't like bleeding heart liberals, because they do exactly what you just said. They'll sit up there and they'll pray to get the guy out of jail because he found Jesus. He'll go out and kill 5-6 other damn people, and then they'll still say they're against the death penalty, and he should be released after he killed 5-6 other people, because they'll find all kind of excuses, like the way he was raised, his dog bit him when he was little, the mailman would throw the damn mail at him instead of put it in the box. It's always some excuse of why this person's bad, and liberals are a damn problem that the world has. But let me get off of that in my Rush Limbaugh voice. What do you want to talk about this evening?
Well, I wanted to talk about something that's been, you know, it kind of gets me riled up now that I'm in the bodybuilding industry. And every time I see these Planet Fitness commercials and all, is it Planet Fitness? Yeah, that's who it is. They, bodybuilders have this stereotype that they're all dumb, especially the guys. They have this stereotype, and it drives me nuts now that I'm in the industry and I see that, although, yes, there are some bodybuilders that are dumb, just like there are some of everything that is dumb.
Right.
But especially when you start talking about competition bodybuilders, you're getting into a different level of people now. And I've gotten to know a lot of them, and I can tell you that a lot of the competitive bodybuilders, and this, I'm using bodybuilder as a vast term, I'm saying bodybuilding, fitness, figure, you know, it spans all of those. People in this industry, not only are many of them extremely intelligent, they're holding down multiple jobs, and they have extreme dedication and commitment. And I find it not just bad, but pretty infuriating that they get such a bad rap.
So, why do you think they get it? What do you think it even came from?
You know, the only I didn't do any research on this. The only thing that I can say, like, if I was to look, you know, way back in time, maybe it's because some of the, you know, when people had, like, you could be a farmer, or you could be a teacher, or you could be a doctor, or there was, like, very limited jobs that you could do, you know, way, way back. Maybe they took some of the, you know, the boys that were born that were supposed to be able to go out there in the workforce and make money that obviously weren't as intelligent and put them in the field or something where they became, you know, bigger, stronger guys, and maybe they associated some of the guys that stuck to manual labor as not being as intelligent as
right.
the guys that, you know, that's the only thing that I can maybe attribute to where it started. But I also think that people have a tendency to put down what they're jealous of.
Yeah.
And it goes, like, it drives me crazy. Like, an attractive person can get something in their eye and take out a mirror to get it, like, to say, oh, what's in my eye? Or even if they want to, like, fix their lipstick or see if they still look halfway decent. The minute an attractive person takes out a mirror, someone's going to say to them, oh, you look fine. What are you looking
mm-hmm.
at? Like, somebody has to say something. Somebody who's unattractive can take out a mirror and stare in it all day long.
Well, I'm going to say something. I'm going to make a joke. That's my cue to make a joke.
But think about it this way. Like, the women that you talk about a lot of times, you know how a lot of the women who are really big or whatever, they say, oh, I'm big and beautiful. If a really big woman puts in a skimpy outfit and stares at herself in front of the mirror all day long posing and whatever, somebody would say, oh, she's really strong and she's really proud and, you know, good for her. And if somebody
right.
is really in shape and beautiful and looks great in her outfit, stands in front of a mirror doing the same thing, then she's conceited.
Yeah, she's vain. You're right. We give... Again, let me try to find the best way to say it. Not aesthetically pleasing people and not the regular below size 16 people. Basically, we give them carte blanche to be able to do and say whatever they want. And it's almost like I treat them like how they talk about the retarded children, which is no offense, but retarded children, if they do something wrong, they could come and spit in your face. If somebody tell you they're retarded, you're supposed to say, oh, ain't that cute?
Yep.
And that's how we treat people who are... I guess not fit, who physically don't take care of themselves. There's not nothing wrong with them. They just decided not to take care of themselves.
Absolutely. No, I know. And so I think that that's where, you know, people, a lot of guys especially that, you know, are not fit, get off on saying things about bodybuilders because I think there's some jealousy there. Because they can say all they want, like, oh, I would never want to look like that guy. That's disgusting. But let me tell you, they'd probably rather look a little more like that guy than what they look like.
Women say that shit, too. Like, every time you say something about a pretty woman, a woman will respond and say, well, at least I got a good heart. And I'm like, what?
Like, I can't see your heart.
Yes. And if I can see it, it's probably congested. Few failing valves, but that's neither here nor there.
But no, I think that, you know, people feel like they can say whatever they want. When somebody has, I would say, the more desirable or what would be considered the sort of the better or upper hand of attributes, it's okay to say negative things about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're the one,
because they can handle it.
Yeah, but if you're the one that has what would be considered maybe more desirable or more unachievable attributes, you're not allowed to say anything to anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And case in point are these commercials that are out there for that gym, and I hope I'm saying the right one. Is it Planet Fitness? Yeah, Planet Fitness. Every time it comes on, I go on a rant, so he knows for sure what I'm talking about. And it's this gym where this big bodybuilder guy comes in, and of course they dress him in, like, the 80s stereotypical bodybuilder clothes where he's got, like, the tight cut-off jean shorts with the fringe and, you know, the lumberjack shirt with the sleeves cut off, and he's got his gallon of water, and he's gigantic. He's a big, in-shape bodybuilder. And they're showing him around, and he's asked the guys, like, oh, what do you do for a living? And he says, I pick things up and put them down.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be have a serious look on my face. This is wrong.
You know what? It is funny, and I would have a sense of humor about it if we were allowed to do the reverse, but we're not. That's my problem. So
you're right in a way, but we do get to make fun of fat people a lot. I mean, every movie there's a fat friend, and they're always eating. They're always in some food. That we do make fun of fat people a lot. I will say this.
But just because we do doesn't mean that it's acceptable, and it's not typically in mainstream commercials on TV promoting a company. It's one thing to put something in a movie.
Yeah.
It's another thing to put it on a national television commercial.
No, right, because the woman who's supposed to be Dave's daughter, Wendy, the woman who's supposed to name Wendy's after,
right.
No offense, but that chick fat in the song bitch, and she up there talking about Dave big and juicy. We was like, you must be Dave big and juicy, because you...
But, nobody can ever say that. But so anyway, you're going through the gym, and first of all, like, he's got this, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger accent, which Arnold, whether you agree with his politics or not, whether you agree with what he's done in his personal life or not, is a very intelligent man.
Very intelligent.
That's for one, and that's for sure. So they give him this Arnold accent, and all he can say is, I lift things up and put them down. Every time the guy asks him a question, that's all he says. And he's showing him through the gym, and everyone's looking at him like he's this, you know, this weird creature. And they're showing guys in the background that they don't look terrible. They look very average, but they don't look like what most men would aspire to be like. And they're like, they're doing like the butt blaster with like 20 pounds on it, which is fine. But they lead this guy through the gym and they're like, here's our stretching area. And they open a door to the outside to lead him out there. And they close the door behind him so he can't get back in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the commercial just says, not his world, yours. And then it goes dum da dum 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 dum. Not da 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 da. It goes dum da dum dum dum. And they call themselves the judgment free zone. And that's what gets me more than anything, is because their whole tagline is the judgment free zone, because you're supposed
to go
there.
Yet they're making a judgment.
Yes. You're supposed to go there as an average individual, and you're supposed to be able to go out and work out there without feeling intimidated by the people around you, that they're all these, you know, amazing bodies. They purposely make their dumbbells go up to 60 pounds, and that's it, because they don't want anyone in there that can lift over 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
They literally have alarms built in so that if you drop your weight, an alarm goes off. So if you make like over a certain decibel noise, an alarm goes off, and you come and get reprimanded for it. And I just find it ridiculous, because I'm like, you're calling it a judgment-free zone and saying you're not judgmental. I personally know multiple individuals that are bodybuilders that have gone there to get memberships, because Roy actually tried to get a membership there when one first opened near us, just to do cardio, because it was near the other gym and they had a lot more cardio equipment there. They wouldn't give it to him. Another friend of ours, same thing. And they say, oh, well, we really don't think this is the gym for you. And
really?
Yes.
But then they can't do that, can they?
They do, though. I don't know if there's been any like class action lawsuits or anything. I can't believe nobody has pushed this a little bit further, because while the commercial is very funny, what they're doing underneath it is not, and that's my whole point. Now, I sit here and I go to Bev Francis Powerhouse Gym in Syosset. This is rated one of the top 10 hardcore gyms in the entire country, okay? Now, quote-unquote hardcore. However, their weight, while their dumbbells may go up to, you know, a couple hundred pounds, they start at three pounds. They're plate, when you have to, you know, plate load your machine, they start at 2.5 pounds. So who's really the non-judgmental one here?
Yep.
And you'll have a grandmother working out next to an IFBB bodybuilder, and they'll know each other by name. Oh, how are you doing today? I'm good. How are you? And they know who each other are. So I just don't understand how this company is getting away with this, and I just find it really frustrating. And the whole, you know, bodybuilders are stupid thing, I get frustrated with that, because I sit there and I think about other sports. Now, bodybuilding is probably one of the only professional sports where you can be a pro athlete and not get some kind of weekly or monthly paycheck just for being that. Because you take a basketball team, and even the worst guy in the team that never gets off the bench still gets paid.
Right.
In bodybuilding, that's not the way it is. You get paid if you get endorsements. You get paid if you win a competition. But still, you're lucky if you break even. So the people that are involved in this sport are doing it because they truly, truly love it, and they believe in it, and they've made it their lifestyle. However, most of them are holding down one or two other jobs to support this, you know, professional sport that they're involved in.
True.
And I personally know many that are teachers, a lot of teachers in the sport, teachers, doctors, police officers, SWAT team members, company owners, people involved in, you know, corporations. A lot of them are very intelligent people, a couple of chemists, scientists, some very, very smart people. And think about it. You can get a scholarship, full ride scholarship to go to college for basketball, for baseball, for football, for all these different sports. Who goes to Harvard on a bodybuilding scholarship? Nobody does that, but you hear about that all the time with these other sports. Now, that sport may actually be the only thing that person's good at. That basketball player, he may not have been able to, you know, actually pass his test, but they let him through because he was so good in basketball. And I'm just using that as an example. There's many examples out there.
Right.
That's all he's good at. He may not actually be an intelligent person, and yet how many kids want to be like him? How many parents are pushing their kids to be like him? How many people want his autograph and think that he's so wonderful? And yet you can have a bodybuilder who's holding down two jobs, supporting his family, going to the gym 2-3 hours a day, competing, has, you know, has the drive and, you know, everything behind him to make it in this sport, which is so lucrative, and yet that person gets tagged as stupid.
Now, you do know they have always made fun of jocks, too. But in a reason, they always call him the dumb jock. In every movie, the jock, the guy who played football, was a dumbass. They've always done that. Whoever the jock is, he's a dumbass. And they still look at it now. If you're on campus, when we were at Georgia Tech, if you're on campus, you play football, they said the only reason you're here is because you play football. You're one of those black guys that aren't smart. They did that to us. When you saw black guys on Georgia Tech campus, you knew they were there because they were one of the athletes.
But that's my point. So, but the body, nobody got on that IFBB stage any other way but by earning their way there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to pay for it somehow. And they, most of them have paid for it by working, like, you know, real legitimate jobs, sometimes more than one, and, you know, sometimes very good, very difficult jobs that, you know, required a lot of intelligence. You know, I mean, I can speak for myself in saying that, you know, I started school early, I finished school early, I have a college degree. You know, I've been in the workforce since I was 17. I've held down high-level corporate positions, and I'm blonde, and I have muscles. So, I mean, think about that. And I'm a woman. You know, so you can think about all those things, all those strikes I have against me. So people see somebody with muscles, and they immediately think that they're stupid. And a lot of times, along with that, comes the whole, like, poking the bear syndrome.
Yep.
We're talking about this girl that attacked this guy in McDonald's thinking, well, I'm a woman and he's a man and he's probably bigger and stronger than me, so he's not going to come after me. You wouldn't believe how that happens to somebody that is obviously muscular.
Mm-hmm.
You see them and they poke because they think, well, he can't hit me, you know, but I can antagonize him. This will be fun. Let me antagonize the big, stupid, muscly guy. But he knows he can't hit me because that, you know, he's way.
Because it wouldn't
than
be a fair fight if he hit him. Everybody would look at him and say, "Why'd you hit that person? That's so big." They did Shaq the same way. They look at Shaq as just this dumbass, and he has to play the role of being an idiot. He has to play the gentle giant.
Yep, it happens. It happens all the time, and you know, every group gets these stereotypes. And again, it's not to say that they don't have a sense of humor. I absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first time I saw that commercial. Believe me, I chuckled when the guy's saying, like, I pick things up and put them down. Like, that's what he did. I chuckled at it. But the more I thought about it, I said, you know, that's really some BS because we could never, let's say we wanted to start a gym. You used to be a personal trainer. We could never start a gym and only let, you know, people that looked a certain way in there. We couldn't.
And say we won't let Porky Pig in there and the fat woman comes walking through eating Twinkies the whole time we're showing her around and going every time she laughs.
Exactly, and we shove her out the back door and say, not her world, ours, and say, oink, 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 oink. Like, it's just like they're saying, dumb, 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 dumb. Like, that wouldn't be okay.
Yep.
And it just seems like, you know, it's the same thing with comedians. You watch stand-up comedians, they can make fun of everything all day long as they're one of the ethnicities or the religions or something that they're making fun of. But the second you have a white guy up there, especially like a white Christian guy up there, and he starts telling the same funny jokes, everyone's like, oh.
Well, I've never understood that. I've never liked that double standards. I hate that shit. I don't like the fact that Tracy Morgan can call a nigga all day, but he said something about a faggot, and all of a sudden he got to apologize.
Yep. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It's absolutely true, and I think that there's a big double standard of that in so many things, and I definitely see that in this commercial. I think if people had seen that, they should give it another thought and apply the same concept to a lot of different things. Don't just think about it as a big muscly guy in a gym. Think about it if it was in regards to race. Think about it if it was in regards to religion. Think about it if it was in regards to somebody being, you know, having a disability or man versus woman. It would not be accepted in any of those scenarios, but it's accepted here. And I can't for the life of me figure out why, and I can't figure out why more people aren't getting up, you know, saying something about it.
That is true, and I agree with you 100%. I don't understand why it's not a big deal. I don't know. What do the people in the community say? Are other people looking at it as, like how you said, you look at people who are big and muscular, they are forced into this position of trying to prove to everybody that they're nice and sweet and soft-spoken, and usually they end up, like you said, they're poking the bear.
Right.
Do people talk to you about this, about their frustrations of having to deal with this?
Yeah, sometimes, because, you know, they're trying just to get through their day like everybody else. And, you know, yeah, they're getting poked at. But, you know, what happens is people poke and poke and poke and poke, and everyone has a boiling point. Everyone has a limit that they reach when they break. And so when someone's poking, 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 and then all of a sudden that person can't take it anymore, and they lash out or they say something back or they hit a person or whatever it is that they do, everyone goes, you see, I told you so.
You can't win, basically.
You cannot win. And I think a lot of people in the bodybuilding community, they don't like it, but they kind of turn the other cheek because they feel like, what can we do about it? And it's such an underground sport as it is. Like, so many people don't know much about it that they can't really do anything about it. Most people especially don't know about competitive bodybuilders. And I'm trying to make a differentiation there between people that, you know, that are competitive versus non-competitive. And, you know, I don't know Ronnie from Jersey Shore personally. You know, he might be a very nice guy, but I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about people that do this for, you know, for a living or for their livelihood, that, you know, this is what they're all about, and they're working really hard, and they are professional athletes and yet don't get any respect for what it is that they do. And instead they get ridiculed.
That is true. That is true. People who are professional at something that they do, and yet they're getting ridiculed for what it is that they do. And
they're the top of the world. They're an elite group of people. And, you know, I feel like if it was almost anything else, people would be like, wow, that's amazing. And yet when it comes to these sports, it's a big joke to a lot of people.
I like women's basketball, though. I mean, that's just... Women's basketball is a huge joke to most people. Seriously, the WNBA hasn't turned a profit in 12 years of its existence. They've never turned a profit. It is literally men trying to feel better about themselves because women want to do the same thing, so they fund it, which to me is not right. If women want their own fucking league so bad, then they should fund it themselves.
Agreed. And that's like any... You know, when I say minority, I'm not referring to color, but any minority group is mm-hmm. like that. In my opinion, they want to be equal, but yet, oops, actually, let me still hang on to these couple little things that I like that makes me, you know, separate or different from your group. It's like, you know, I'm a woman and I wanna make the same amount of money as a man, and I want all the same rights as a man. You know, we were able to vote and we were able to do all these things, have the same jobs, get the same pay. But let me still hold on to the fact that I can hit you and you're not supposed to hit me back.
Yep, let me still hold on to the fact that when we go on dates, you need to pay for it if you want to prove how manly you are, yet you probably make more money than me because of women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the first one they fire due to the fact that they figure you can fire a man, he won't cry, break down, and have to take care of kids. We got to keep a woman. Because that's the first thing they did when the economy went bad. Most of the men got fired.
Yep. And, you know, the poor bodybuilders, and even myself, because, you know, most girls my height would say my waist size don't have the same width, shoulders, and back that I have, okay? So when I go shopping, I can't buy something off the rack unless it's stretchy. Like, if I go to buy a suit or something like that, I have to buy something where it fits me at the widest points and then get it tailored to fit the smaller points. And the bodybuilding men, forget about it. They can't even shop in a regular store and buy. They have to have stuff custom made or buy stuff from, like, a big and tall store and have it, you know, shortened, slimmed in the waist. All this crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear some of them complain from the standpoint that, like, it's expensive, and a lot of them don't have a lot of money to do that. But they do it. You don't hear them saying, you know, well, you know, why isn't Marc Jacobs making a suit for bodybuilders? Because they know that most people aren't going to fit that size. And yet you'll hear people that are, you know, when it comes to obesity, like, why isn't Betsy Johnson making sundresses in my size? And, you know, I have to buy two airplane seats, but I shouldn't have to pay for the second one because I'm one person. Well, the bodybuilder buys through to be comfortable, and he's not complaining. It was his choice to put those extra muscles, you know, to grow those muscles that big on his body.
Yeah.
You know, the woman with a newborn baby next to her has to pay for a seat for her baby, and that baby is, you know, an eighth of the size of a person. She does it. She has no choice. And I just feel like, you know, it's because maybe the bodybuilders are, what, even though most people wouldn't admit to it, more what they wish they could be like, or that superhero-esque you know, kind of aura around them where it's like, wow, and so they shouldn't get any special privileges at all. And, in fact, on top of that, we should be able to make fun of them because
yep.
we're not like that.
But well, we live in a screwed-up society. Go ahead. We do live in a screwed-up society where we pick and choose who we want to give special privileges to, and I've gotten sick of it. Liberalism.
Yep. Yeah. So you can say if you are you know a white Christian American, you know you pretty much can't say anything about anybody.
If you're a white Christian man, that is the
right.
most assassinated group in America. They can't say shit. They tried to start a white basketball league, and they couldn't get funding, and people said it was racist. And all the white dudes were saying was, there's, what, 5% white guys in the NBA. We want to have our own league. People said that was racist for them doing that. I was like, why the hell is that racist? That
right.
doesn't make any sense. Let them play. If they white girlfriends want to see them play, let them play. If they white
right.
family want to see them be able to play in the pros, they shouldn't be stuck behind the WNBA and not even have a chance to start their own league. If it fails, let it fail. But they should have
right.
the right to try.
Mm-hmm. Nope, totally agreed.
I'm
totally
a dumbass. So you and I, Roy, we dumbasses. We look at films of people whooping ass because they're getting attacked, and we actually say they were attacked. Not the people who were doing the attacking were attacking. We dumbasses.
I guess so. We are our own minority group.
Exactly.
So.
We are a bunch of. We might as well just give ourselves a name. Just the dumbasses. Then we hopefully
yep.
we can get some special privileges one day because we're the only people that use logic. So we will call ourselves dumbasses. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Angelica Nevia. She's given the Behind the Muscle segment. Today's her segment was basically about the idea that people who are doing this professionally are ridiculed and they are the top of the line, the top of the world at what they do. They're being ridiculed for it. And they're not being looked at as most other people who do things professionally. And you have people who are allowing themselves to discriminate and basically devalue and dehumanize people for being a little bit healthier than you. Yet
yep.
we have to kiss fat people's ass for being a lot bit unhealthier than you. Ironic indeed. Thank you, girl, for coming in. Let them know how they can get in contact with you. Let them know how they can get in touch with you. And I can't wait for you to do it again next week. I have fun when you come on.
You can reach me here at angelica@yourworldmyviews.com. And on Facebook, it is facebook.com/tinyphenom. And my Twitter handle is @angelicanevia. And, of course, you can find me on the Behind the Muscle group on Facebook with Tommy.
Yeah, we got to get that popping. We got to start doing that. I've been doing so much stuff, I don't really get a chance to go in there, but we got to get in there. We got to get it popping. We got to get some topics going. We got to get more people like who you're talking about who are in this situation, who can give other can talk about this, so we can see it, and then we can have the idea of what to and what not to say when you come on every Tuesday.
I can tell you there are a lot of very intelligent people in that group.
Mm-hmm.
That are competitive. They're competitive, and that's the thing that people forget. They're not. Most of them aren't bodybuilders for a living. They're doing that in addition to all the other things. They have so much drive that they're working, you know, one or two jobs. They have a family. They're paying their bills every month, and they're still on diligent diets and exercise plans and getting up on stage and competing. And yet, they're categorized as stupid, and that just.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense to me. Just for their time management skills alone, that they should be given a little bit of credit. So.
Yeah, because I dated a few girls who were bodybuilders, and I don't know how they did it. They get up every morning about 4:30 and go running, then go to the job, get off the job, go to another job, get off that job, and come get on me, then go. And I'm thinking, you got to be tired.
Wrong.
I'm tired of watching you do what you're doing.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Angelica.
We will
see you next week.
See you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Angelica Nebbia in the Behind the Muscle segment. I enjoy it every time when she comes on and does that. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a break. And then we're going to come back. And everybody who's on the line, here's what may happen or may not happen. I don't know. If it kicks you off the line, because we're going to come back and we're going to jump on the subject, so I'm going to be answering calls. So everybody who wants to call in and speak to us live, call in. The number's 347-989-8310. If it knocks you off, don't worry about it. Just call right back in. That's how this works. This is Your World, people. We'll be right back. Remember, the number is 347-989-8310. If it knocks you off, call back. All right, people. This is... You know what it is. It's Your World.
Stay tuned for more Your World, My Views, the realest show on internet radio, with your host, Tommy Sotomayor. Keep it locked.